Hi, this is Steve Owens with School of Hollywood and Entertainment World. And today I'm lucky to have Shab in the house. And you originally are an immigrant coming to the United States. And tell us about your journey into the music business, because it's very unique.
Well, those are really great questions. My journey has been it's been an amazing journey just being here in the U.S. And it's always been a dream of mine to be here. Just doing what I'm doing. And I was in Iran, and when I was about 9, I went to Germany, and I was there for about 4 years almost. And then I came to US, went to high school, did that, and went to college and studied marketing. And I think as I was in school, my brother is a really famous singer. His name is Shahab, means shooting star in Farsi. And I just saw him perform and sing. I said, you know, I really love to do that. When I was in college, that's around the same time. And he kind of discouraged me, and he said, it's not the place you need to be, and you should just stay in school and finish that. So I kind of got discouraged, and I didn't really follow that dream anymore. And so years passed. I, you know, did many different things. My passion is skincare. I studied that for many years. And anyway, somehow I got back into the music thing, and I had a producer, which was his friend, and we did our first Persian songs, and that started doing really amazing. But then I got pregnant with my daughter, so I kind of took some time off with that. And one day I was like, you know, I would love to sing in English, and I know I can sing. I can sing anything I want. So I started researching. I found Damon Sharp, and so I contacted him, and you know, he looked at my profile, and he's like, wow, you have a lot of followers. He's like, you're doing great, but can you sing in English? Have you ever sang? I said, actually, no, but I'm learning to just do different things. And he gave me a try, and he said, you know what, let's do it. You sound so beautiful in Farsi. I'm sure you can sound great. And we did our first song, which is Down to the Wire, as in Infinite Love, the album. And he was like amazed, and my partner Rob as well. And they were like, wow, you know, we should just keep going. Let's just do 3 more songs. So then that's how it all started. I did one more song with him actually. And then that's when I started writing with him. I was getting my confidence, where as a singer songwriter, I was like, let me dabble in this. And I know that I can do it. And I did it. And I was just amazed that I was able to write a song and Spell on Me. It was my first song that I actually wrote with Damon.
2 million on YouTube. I think it's something like that.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. We were just like, I was like, I want something with my heritage. I'm Persian. I'm also American more than anything. I've been here in the U.S. the longest of any other country I've been. So I'm an American citizen. I'm really proud of that. And I worked for it, you know. So, but yeah, that's just really the way it all happened. And it was just really exciting times. And I sort of like blocked my blessings for a while, because I was just not sure about the fame and all that stuff that came with it. And I was scared of it. And one day, you know, after you have children, you kind of have a more balance. I said, you know, God, if you still want to give me that gift, I'll take it. No, it's true. And then it's just everything came together. It was just such a blessing. And I'm just really blessed to be able to work with Damon Sharp. He's worked with Ariana Grande and Jennifer Lopez, and those are amazing artists. As artists, I think we constantly inspiring each other to grow, to write, and just to come up with amazing pieces, you know, to entertain. But yeah, Damon is amazing. And my director, Ellie, that did Spell on Me, and also What I Do, and as well as Music to My Heart, he did all of those videos for me. And he's just an amazing, talented director. I have a really amazing, great team right now that are just really helping me blossom and flourish. I'm very grateful to them.
So how did you actually contact Damon? Was it through social media, or did you look at the records and see the names on a note, clip notes?
So yes, I looked online, and I saw his social media first, and I already have I had a lot of followings, a lot of fans already. So it wasn't like somebody I just came across and contacted him. So I contacted through my profile, and I didn't hear back right away. And I didn't get discouraged either. I was like, you know what, if it happens, it happens. And when you don't think about it, one day I was just like cooking, doing something. I was like, oh, there's an email from Damon, you know? So it kind of cheered me up. And he's like, Shab, hi, I'm usually not on this platform, but here's my email. Let's talk more on here. I want to see your style and I want to see like what you want to do with this music stuff. So it was just kind of magical with the way it happened. It was just meant to be.
When he was working with you vocally, did you guys test out different microphones or did he say, you know, this is the perfect one for you?
No, we just had one and I still use the same one. It's actually the same one that Justin Bieber and Beyonce and all the other top artists, you know, Ariana, they use.
Is it a Neumann?
Yeah. Oh, yes. A Neumann. Yeah, correct.
Yeah. Probably Neumann 47 or 67.
Yeah. It's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
It's
yeah. Yeah. Some of those, if you can get one of the real classic ones that are the two from many, many, many years ago, they go on the market for about $40,000 getting one of the vintage ones. It brings out the tones in your voice. So you really have that sparkle and shine on it. Who's writing the music and who's writing the lyrics on the tracks?
So between Damon Sharp and Eric Sanacola, he's our other writing partner. So what I do is I get to writing and I start writing different verses, like, you know, you do the bridge and whatnot. And I find like different music that I like, maybe the melody. And what I do is I'm like, I love the melody of this part because I don't know how to play. I'm learning how to play guitar right now. So I just send them songs that they're like, wow, these are amazing. I've never heard these before, but it doesn't sound like that sound, but it's just something to the idea of the sound. So they take my lyrics and then they add their own flair to it. But I usually tell them what I want. Like for the second album, for example, we have a song that's, I'm going to say it, it's about superstars, like superpower, like being indestructible, you know, it's like a superhuman. Like, so that's what I wanted to write about, that, especially after COVID and everything. You're indestructible. Nothing can break you because, you know, you got a spirit of God and, you know, you're going to stay healthy no matter what. So that's the way I was thinking about when I wrote Indestructible for second album.
Put that in a little product placement into like a Marvel movie or a DC comic as the superheroes.
Actually, I've been praying over that because I do want to pitch for Superman. And I think this song, I was thinking about them when I actually, Superman, when I wrote this song, and that's actually meant for Marvel. And actually we will pitch it to them. We will send it to them. And it's just such a beautiful song and the meaning is just amazing. So I can't wait for you to hear it one day.
Great. On the album that you're working on right now, are you also putting some Persian flavor into the music itself with your team?
I'm so happy you asked that. Actually, I want to do like a part two, Spell on Me. I just thought it was just so neat and I wanted to bring those flavors alive again and something a little bit more, the belly dancing, the Spanish and the EDM all together. Just mix it all up.
Great.
The song has, the one song that we did, it's the second part of Spell on Me. It has like dance EDM. It has like a little bit of Spanish flair and Arabic, like Persian, that kind of like Middle Eastern beat. So it's like a three flavor in one.
Okay, great. I love it. You brought in on your track, your latest one, Ivan and Emilio Martinez, who have 28 million friggin' followers on YouTube. How in the world did you manage to get them to jump on a record?
They're really amazing. I mean, they're just such great human beings. They're just so down to earth and, you know, their fame thing does not get into their head. And I love that about them. They're pure hearted, very talented. Actually, Damon, going back to that, Damon knew them through something he had done with them before. And they listened to Music to My Heart and they loved it. And actually, the story goes, if you read my newest article with Sweetie High, I wrote the meaning behind Music to My Heart and why I wrote it. Damon told me, he said, Shab, I honestly don't think we can, we had a few features, but they have fell through because we didn't answer on time. They had another project, but our timing was like a window where we had to release this summer and we had to record their part, video their part of directing for Music to My Heart, because I already did the video and we had to do another part to have them in there. So I said, you know what? It's fine. It's up to God. If this is the way it is, let's go ahead and release it without a feature. And I was a little saddened, but I just kind of looked up, and I usually do that. I'm like, eh, it's all in your hands. I'm okay. You know what's best. So 2 days later, Damon phoned me. He's like, Shab, you won't believe this. I have these two twins. I worked with them before. I let them listen to your song. They absolutely fell in love with it. They are in. So I was just like, they were like a miracle sent. I just looked up. I was like, thank you, God. You know, like, so
timing is everything in the music business. So
you're absolutely right.
So you've got the album that's coming out, but what people don't know is that you are an independent artist. There's not a record label that is funding this entire venture that you've been doing so far. You've had to put a lot of hard work in on your own without a marketing team. Tell us a little bit about your process and how you've been marketing yourself.
Well, we would love to eventually collaborate with the right label, but we do have the funds ourselves, and the way we have been doing it, Damon Sharp is actually helping me as my managing team. So, and of course my partner, Rob, and they're both kind of helping in that direction. Right now we're just kind of getting ready for the music. I'm getting ready for live shows, and we've been rehearsing and practicing, you know, tirelessly, which I love. It's something I love doing. And yeah, so just through, you know, social media, I guess, through I've been getting tons of interviews like yourself, which is a blessing. Thank you. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people just hear me and, you know, they love the songs and things like that. Basically, I think more interviews than anything, because people like read the stories and they start following you. And also YouTube, of course. But yeah, we're looking for other channels and venues to hopefully like a late night show. That's in my plans, you know, I'm kind of putting it into the universe for that. Just things like that are going to start coming slowly, and then it's just like going to hit it. So that's usually how it happens.
Have you started to take the record out to radio, pop radio?
Oh, yes. My team, actually, yes, we have some radio stations we were at, and people were loving it. And I'm all over Europe. I mean, two of my songs hit number two in UK for the Billboard charts, which was, I was so honored, and the love that I got from UK. Thank you, my fans from UK. And of course, my fans all over the world. I'm so grateful to all of you. But yeah, that we're all over. We're in Germany, we're in Switzerland, a lot of different European countries. And they're playing my stuff in the radio all the time. And people are really getting good reviews. All the DJs, they love the sound and the voice. So it's been pretty good so far.
Fabulous. Where can people find you on social media?
You can go to Shab Music Official on Instagram. So as soon as you put Shab Music, it'll pop. And then also Facebook, Shab Music Official. And I have a website that's about to launch, Shab Music Official. We're super excited. We put a lot of work in that. And that's going to be another big step for me, which hopefully is going to launch like by beginning of next week. So we're super psyched and excited about that as well.
Well, I really appreciate you being on School of Hollywood and Entertainment World today, and much success in the music career. And you're off to a great start, better than 99% of the people out there. Stick at
it. Thank you.
Well, I hope you enjoyed today's School of Hollywood. Got another one come up in a few days, so be sure to subscribe to the podcast so you are alerted when they are up. Once again, thanks for listening to School of Hollywood.